Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 7 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 126. Our second reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews chapter 5 verses 1 to 6. Gospel reading will be taken from Mark's Gospel chapter 10 verses 46 to 52. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the illuminating light of faith. On the last journey of his life to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, Jesus had an encounter with a blind man, Bartimaeus, who not only identified him in his plea for mercy as the long-awaited Messiah of the tribe of Judah, but also as his Rabboni, that is, his Lord, teacher and master, in and through whom he had prayed and hoped to be delivered. For that expression of undying right faith, our Lord Jesus says to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately Bartimaeus was delivered from his bondage of blindness. Thus, through the light of faith, Bartimaeus was certain that his hour of healing had come. Yes, my brother, my sister, it is true that through the light of reason, our minds are able to grasp and understand material things encountered through the senses. But it is also true that the Lord has granted our minds the ability to know and love Him through the light of faith. In other words, no one takes this honor on himself, but each one is called and moved by God to ask in Christ Jesus and to hope for a pure heart. Thus, one infused with the light of faith never remains the same, because his being is repossessed by the Spirit of truth, who causes a constant thirst for God and reveals the good that must be done to glorify God. However, we must not forget that the Lord was the first to wait for us on the path of darkness and sin. He yearned for our repentance and salvation. He prophesied through prophet Jeremiah into this first reading that he would lead us back to the level of grace. The blind and the lame, women with child, women in labor, and a great company of people. And he also promised to accompany us and to ensure that we do not stumble. Therefore, my brother, my sister, the good that must be done to ensure we sow not in tears and sing when we reap has been fulfilled in our Lord Jesus. Thus, like Bartimaeus, it is our turn to seek Him, to meditate on His word in the watches of the night, to lay our pleas before Him and wait in expectation at daybreak, and to cry out in the morning, noon, and night when we are in distress. And that requires our personal relationship with Jesus, which offers us the light to perceive the mercy of the Lord, an opportunity to be reconciled, and the ability to be good and to do good. If you have a relationship with the Lord, then ask the Holy Spirit to grant you the graces necessary for perfection of that relationship. If you have an unsteady relationship with the Lord, then again ask the Lord to grant you the graces necessary to be totally reconciled receive the sacrament of reconciliation this day. Cry out for mercy like Bartimaeus did, and the Lord will surely stretch out his hands of mercy upon you to grant you absolution and to grant you the help you need. Yes, the Holy Spirit is never tired of re-illuminating us. He is there to help us. He is there to grant us mercy. He is there to grant us peace. Ask the Lord today. The psalmist says, they go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Let us go to him, because he has a lot to do for us. May he bless us this day, this week. May he grant us his healing and shield us from physical and unseen dangers. May the Lord open our minds and hearts. May he refill us with his love and mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If no one has condemned you, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more.